As soon as I say Hawaii, it feels like good news, and it is with this story. So find Hawaii on your map, then look west and south into the vast blue Pacific. That's where you'll find what's being hailed as the largest marine sanctuary in the world. It was already pretty big when President Bush created it 5 years ago. Now President Obama is expanding the Pacific Remote Islands Marine National Monument to 6 times the original size, put another way, to nearly twice the size of Texas. Paul Rose is an expedition leader for National Geographic's Pristine Seas Project. So take us to this huge section of the Pacific, Paul, that's been declared now off limits to fishing and oil drilling. What is there?
What there is an enormous amount of pristine marine life. And there's nothing quite the same as going underwater and instantly recognizing that it's a sense of beauty, an abundance and everything in balance that can sometimes just take your breath away. And we can take all of the facts and figures that we like, but there's just something about being under the water in a pristine area. And these regions that have now been protected in this wonderful example of ocean leadership really are pristine, and they have to be somehow put in the savings bank for the future.
Give us a sense of just how different it is to be in one of these kind of forever wild areas as opposed to some place in the Pacific that has been kind of exploited beyond its capacity.
When you jump in the water in a pristine area, you see a lot of very big things.
Yeah, like what? What do you see?
You see the big sharks.
Yeah.
They're out there. And all the other hunters, the trigger fish, which are very aggressive. These ones, actually, they're about the size of a dinner plate, but they come and attack you. And it's very, very funny to see some of the world's most experienced divers being attacked by dinner plate sized fish whilst actually cruising along quite happily with these huge great sharks.
That is amazing.
And there is a sense of cleanliness and range of species that even a non-scientist could look and say, you know what, there must be 150 kinds of different fish on that single dive, and there must be 60 different kinds of coral and 15 different types of weed and algae and all the big fish coming in. And you'll hear divers coming up in a big foaming excitement saying, and did you see the sharks coming in? Did you see the turtles? And it's this big range of species whereas something that's been fished a lot or where there's been a lot of human impact will tend to have a lot more on the style of monoculture. There'll be, say, only these kinds of fish and only a few types of coral.
Is the designation for the sanctuary then kind of irreversible? I mean, am I right when I say it's forever wild?
Well, it is forever wild, but, how can you make something irreversible these days in politics? You would just wonder if the next person in changes things. I doubt that would happen, but I think it's a lovely statement because he's protecting it not just from fishing, but also from any sort of industrial, mining or other commercial uses. And the clever thing is he's backed up by the science facts, and the science facts are if you protect large areas of the ocean, there's no take, you end up with more fish that you can fish. It's like it's a bit of an exaggeration to say it, but it's a bit like an underwater volcano of fish, where because those fish are protected, then they all grow like topsy and you end up with loads of fish in that region. Well, there is no fence, so they swim outside it. And when the spillover region where they come outside become very rich, very productive, incredibly sustainable fishing grounds. So fishing actually goes up. Tourism goes up. It means you can introduce things like sport fishing. People are interested in going there. So not only is it just the right thing to do for conservation, the right thing to do for nature, it actually makes sound economic sense. So he's on sound ground with good decision making and a great sense of leadership. But you're right to bring up, could it be changed in the future? Well, I guess it could be.
Paul Rose, an expedition leader for National Geographic's Pristine Seas Project. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, and here's to the oceans.